A trio of hard cases cantered into view over a down curve in the trail. More quickly followed until Smoke counted an even dozen. He let them get right in close. You see, during the long, lonesome day, he had taken the time to rig a deadfall. He let that fly first. The swinging tree trunk cleaned two riders from their saddles. Then, he yanked out the three sticks that propped up a loose boulder, which promptly rolled down with amazing speed on the surprised outlaws. The huge granite stone jinked at the last moment and crushed to death three men who had abandoned their saddles, certain that their horses would be struck. With five hard cases out of the action, Smoke Jensen opened up with his Winchester. Another member of Victor Specter's outlaw army threw up his arms and fell forward over the neck of his horse. Panicked by the smell of blood, the animal went berserk. It crow-hopped and sunfished until it dislodged the morbid burden, then sprinted off down the trail. It crashed into three mounted border trash. Their mounts reared, and one man lost his seat. He hit the ground hard and bounced once. By then, the human rubbish had finally recovered enough to return fire. The slugs bounced off the mound of granite boulders. Above them, Smoke had shifted slightly and shoved cartridges into the loading gate of his rifle. When he had filled the tubular magazine, he shouldered the weapon and began a rapid-fire salvo that pinned the gunman to the ground. Surprise had served him well enough at the outset, but now the remaining seven men recovered enough to think through their situation. Quickly, they split up and began to move obliquely up the hill towards Smoke's position from different directions. They didn't see Smoke draw back to his secondary position in a jackstraw pile of downfall where he would make his final stand.
Oh, by God! There must be a dozen of them up there.
Nope. Just Smoke Jensen. Sure, and he's one hellion with a gun.
Can't be. Any one man shoots that fast can't hit nothing nohow.
Jensen can.
From behind Huntoon, a man went down in a tangle of wild blackberry.
Well, that's six of us he's killed already. We ain't even put a slug in him.
Well, why don't you just go the hell up there and do something about that?
Huntoon drew himself up, smarting from the contempt in the Irish outlaw's voice.
All right, I will.
He started forward when two others decided the same thing. One went down. The second fled for the protection of a pine trunk. Farley Huntoon hugged the ground and shivered violently. As Smoke paused above to feed fresh cartridges to his Winchester, one of the crew managed to flank him and knelt behind the trunk of a fallen pine. He rested his elbow on the rough bark on the top and took aim at the side of Smoke's head. Oblivious to the danger, Smoke remained ignorant of the gunman's proximity.
Goodbye, Smoke Jensen.
Smoke cut his eyes to the left and saw the shower of hair, skin, blood, and bone as the sniper lost the back of his head. The shot had come from uphill. Smoke recognized the report as one from an old, long-barreled Sharps buffalo rifle. Everyone went motionless as they took in this new factor. Then, another old Sharps opened up on the group on Smoke's right. A big 56 caliber slug took down another of the thugs. Farley Huntoon just about flooded his trousers as he desperately tried to sink into the turf. The hidden marksmen with their Sharps rifles knocked over two more hard cases, and the resolve of the remainder of them vanished. Three of the rabble turned back to form a rear guard. Smoke and his unseen allies fired nearly as one. Farley Huntoon far in the lead. Liam Quinn and Dorcas Carpenter fled. Smoke sent a .44-40 slug after him, then came out into the open. Shading his eyes with his hand, his hat had been knocked off by a close bullet. He stared upslope toward the position of his rescuers. With the exception of the one who had tried to blindside him, he could have handled the 12 men easily. That didn't diminish the depth of the gratitude he felt for his helpers, though. While his gaze roved over the rising ground, two figures rose up from the underbrush, Sharps rifles held over their heads in a sign of victory.
Them fellas, they must have filled their britches before they could get out of here.
Most likely they did. Ooh-wee, yeah.
I owe you two. I owe you big time.
Well, we was enjoying it mightily, watching you clean their plows, but then that dirty little sneak tried to pop you from the side, so we figured it best to take a hand.
I'm glad you did. I'd be dead as these fellas if you hadn't.
I ain't dead yet, you bastard!
Ezra Sampson reached the man quickly. He roughly jammed the muzzle of his sharps under the thug's nose.
Don't you think you ought to call him Mr. Jensen?
Herman Ogilvy tried to brazen it out.
Go ahead. Shoot me, old fart.
Okey-doke.
Ezra Sampson gave him what he wanted.